I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today, I have a question from Lily, age 15. She asks, I am a 15-year-old trans girl. I go to a boarding school, and I want to sleep in the same room as a friend of mine who is a girl on our away weekend. They told me, because I am trans, I need a single room. How can I challenge my school on this? Hi, Lily. This is a great question, and I can understand if you are frustrated. I have talked to many schools about this topic, and I have been at conferences where this was discussed, and they're thinking about it, Lily, and it's a concern for schools. I could be wrong, but I think part of the problem is that the school might be worried about how parents would react. By parents, I mean the parents of other students. You see, schools are obligated to protect children, and they go to great lengths to make sure you are all safe at every level. And there are discussions on how to deal with things like toilets and trips and who is safe to be with whom in a room. If I were you, I would keep this really simple. I would start by getting the friend that you want to share a room with to ask her parents for permission. And then you go to yours and get your parents' permission. Then you can approach the school administration with your plan and tell them your respective parents have signed off on this and are okay that you're sleeping in the same room. Honestly, I think the school will accept. If they do say no, Lily, and you want to take this further, there are other things you can do. First, I would always ask a trusted adult or multiple trusted adults to help you plan all of these next steps, because you will need as much help as you can get if you want to challenge a school. You want to, secondly, learn about your rights. If you want to make a strong case for why any policy should be changed, you need to be prepared. Third, I would sit down with the school administration in a calm, kind, and respectful way and talk to them if they would reconsider this and work with you on presenting a better policy and a policy that is acceptable for trans kids. Consider seeking outside support, Lily. This is my last point. If you are unable to resolve the issue, if the school blocks, you can go to a local LGBTQ+ organization and ask them for help. To all the parents and grandparents out there listening, make sure you are open-minded. If your child asks you for support, be supportive. They need us, and if they come to us, we need to listen and help them find solutions. Lily, I am happy you wrote me, and I am happy to see you are advocating for yourself. Good luck, and I'm pretty sure this is going to work out for you. This is The Things They Ask. Questions can be sent to studio@worldradio.ch. I'm Allison Ox.